I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a story of ghosts and a terrified baseball player trembling in his shorts. But first, the Texas Rangers have never won a World Series. In fact, until now, they'd never even been to one. The San Francisco Giants have been plenty of times, but their last title came 56 years ago when the Giants were still in New York. Joining me now to discuss which team will finally put an end to its World Series woes is ESPN's Tim Kirkjian. Tim, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be here, Bill.
Tim, in 10 postseason games against the Braves and Phillies, the Giants scored a total of 30 runs. Now, in two games against the Rangers, they've put up 20 runs. Where did all the offense come from?
That was a question we asked of all the Giants, and typical of baseball, we got no good answer for it. They are the first National League team ever to score 9 runs or more in consecutive games in the World Series, ever. And that comes from a team that most of the season was significantly challenged offensively. But more important, the Rangers have really helped them, especially in Game 2. The Texas pitchers walked 4 batters in a row, 2 of them with the bases loaded. So all sorts of weird stuff has happened already, and we're only 2 games in.
Matt Cain was the Giants' winning pitcher on Thursday night. He's got a losing record in 6 major league seasons, but this postseason has given up a grand total of 1 run in more than 20 innings, and it wasn't an earned run. Did anybody see this coming?
I think some of us did, actually. He's been the best pitcher on their team this year. He's one of the better young pitchers in the game, but he's really been hurt by a lack of run support. So we're never quite sure, you know, where he fits because he never wins enough games to be considered an elite pitcher. But when you look at his career ERA, you look at what a bulldog he is out there, he has been the hardest pitcher to hit with runners on base the last 2 years in the major leagues, meaning when he gets himself in trouble, he usually pitches himself out of it. And I asked Jeremy Affeldt, one of his teammates, what's the deal with this guy when runners get on base? He said he never, ever panics. And that's Matt Cain for you.
All right. I don't know about you, but when the Rangers send former Cy Young Award winner Cliff Lee to face the Giants' 2-time defending Cy Young winner Tim Lincecum, I'm thinking, hey, here comes an 11-7 slugfest. What happened in Game 1?
Again, another beauty of baseball, Bill. I predicted it would be 2-1, at best 3-2. And I even checked the betting line, or someone checked it for me. I don't know how to do that. And the betting line was 5.5 runs, meaning that's the total that were going to be scored in that game. And instead, we got 11-7. Cliff Lee, one of the great control artists we've ever seen, missed his location repeatedly in that game. It was stunning to watch, and again, speaks directly to how great baseball is. Just when you think you understand it, you get 11-7 with those two pitchers.
It does lend another dimension to the remaining games. Assuming Cliff Lee gets an opportunity to come back and pitch again, we get to see whether he gets to be the old Cliff Lee or the new Cliff Lee.
Right. It'll be real interesting to see if the Rangers bring him back in Game 4 on short rest, as CC Sabathia and others have done in the postseason before. But keep in mind, Cliff Lee has never done that. He is the ultimate creature of habit. His routine is absolutely crucial to him, and I don't see him coming back on short rest in Game 4, no matter what happens in Game 3.
Texas is headed for the comfort of home, or at least the alleged comfort, because the Rangers haven't been all that comfortable in Arlington this postseason. They were 2-3 at their ballpark against the Rays and the Yankees. How will the energy be in Arlington with the home team down 2 games to none?
The Ranger fans have really connected with this team, and rightfully so. So they'll be screaming and yelling and as loud as you can possibly imagine, and that will really help the Rangers, who need some help at this point. And it brings me back to my days, Bill, when I used to cover the Rangers, 1982 through 85, when they were unspeakably bad. They were well over 100 games, under 500 in the 4 years that I covered them. And I can't tell you how many games we started with about 3,000 people in the stands. The contrast for guys like me will be stunning.
The Giants acquired Jose Guillen from the Royals back in August. The veteran outfielder struggled. He was reportedly suffering from a neck injury, so the Giants left him off their postseason roster. On Thursday night, the New York Times reported that federal authorities are looking into allegations that Guillen received shipments of human growth hormone. Is this a distraction for the Giants at this point?
I don't think so. I had to check on that on Thursday night, and I got some terse no comments from the Giants. I've gathered that there's a lot of truth to this story, but I don't think it's true that they left him off the roster because of this, you know, drug probe. He was an injured player. He wasn't a particularly effective player, and they were going to leave him off anyway. And I was told Thursday night by Giants officials, this is a Major League Baseball matter. It's not our matter anymore.
All right, we can't avoid it any longer. It's time for you to predict the winner of the 2010 World Series. And remember, you can't choose the Yankees.
Yeah, and remember, Bill, I had the Rangers against the Phillies in the World Series at the beginning of the year and the beginning of the playoffs. So the way I look at this, I'm going to be wrong no matter what, so I might as well continue to be wrong. I picked the Rangers in seven games at the beginning of the World Series. But as I like to do, I'm changing my mind. I just think this is the Giants' season. I've seen enough strange things happen now with them, and I don't want to call it luck, but it's almost like fate and destiny's on their side. I think they're going to win this in six games, and they're going to be the World Series champions.
In addition to his regular appearances on Only a Game, Tim Kirkjian is a senior writer for ESPN the magazine and also appears on ESPN's Baseball Tonight. Tim, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.